going to try again today. The playlist from yesterday was problematic, but it could have been worse. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be as far as the wind noise, and I could edit out a lot of it, but it ends up being a little disjointed at times, and I guess that's just going to happen. I was speaking too loudly and spitting into the mic, and I kind of shut. Any kind of audiophile would have a heart attack listening to that, but the spirit of things is to keep it rugged and to keep it raw. I should add that I'm aware that a lot of the payphones that I used to call from are actually voice over IP or satellite phones. I've known that for a long time, but although I used to think that only some of them were, and that it was an ongoing experiment, but I think, with notable exception, I think they pretty much all are now, the outdoor ones at least. And that might explain why they changed all their caller IDs some years ago. It's not the nature of VoIP, VoIP itself, that makes for shitty call quality. The magic of those old payphones is the insulation around them and the acoustic design of the handset that makes it possible to use the phone like under a roaring subway train without any intrusion, really. I mean, you hear the loud noise, but the sound of the call that you're making and the sound of your voice doesn't get swallowed by that. And that's exactly what happens in similar circumstances when you use one of those stupid kiosks to make a phone call.